Last time, Mary goes to the top to get to the bottom of the case of the missing Murrow cigarette, but goes home empty-handed. Will she solve the mystery in time? Find out now on Smokescreen.
I needed to clear my mind for a bit. I went to my favorite watering hole. As I sipped my beverage, I had a stroke of inspiration. I knew who to call. Her. Hey, I need you. I'm at that place you like. This case kept burning in the back of my mind. And then, she walked through the door. I watched her strut through the dimly lit lounge. She was tall, smoky. Her dark hair was cropped short to her chin. And her voice carried like a melody as she ordered her drink.
Get me an old-fashioned. Thanks, doll.
It was Anjali, the music director.
I had to finish up evening rehearsal at the community theater. We're doing cabaret.
Of course they were. And if there was anybody who could play Sally, it was her.
So, what can I do you for?
You know things have been off at the station lately, and I think you know why. But I can't seem to get any leads. The dean was no help, Ida had no answers, and the ghost of Murrow is getting more agitated.
Cigarettes. Hard habit to kick. They say Big Tobacco put him in his grave. But, you know, if you want to catch a rat, you have to set a trap.
The next evening, after I clocked off my shift, I detoured to the TV studios and set my trap. I locked eyes with Murrow's portrait and slid a cigarette out of the box. Here, I hope you enjoy it. And as I walked into the night, I smelled a faint whiff of smoke.